There were many movements. The Chicano movement, the Civil Rights movement, the LGBTQ movement, and the Women's Rights movement. My name's Owen Robertson, and that's what we'll be discussing today on civil rights and how it's changed.
The past generations, but the future generations.
Many times in our generation have we brought up civil rights movements. Not only that, but we've continued them. And today, we will talk about how that has affected us, but not only that, but how the past civil rights movements have affected the past generations. Now, personally, I cannot see how the past generations have ever been affected negatively by this. Everything that we've done has only been good, but has also brought bad. See, Martin Luther King failed to see that while he might have changed some policies, but he had not changed the minds of the people. We see that in today's society. We cannot keep doing the same thing because it will only fail. We have to change and adapt to the new wave of racism in this country. People like to say that civil rights has not gotten better, but I believe it actually has. Now, it's crazy to think that somebody as simple as me can have my own thoughts, but that's the best right about civil rights movements. Anybody can make a change. And that's what this past generation has seen, that their kids and their kids have started to make better changes to better this world. You cannot make change without effort. In today's society, change is seen as something big, but you can start by doing small things every day. And that's what Martin Luther King saw. A lot of times, people think that they're minuscule, but they're not. You can make a change just by standing up for one person in your life. If you do that, then that person will be happier, and that person will be making better decisions, and that's how we create change in this country. But a lot of people's minds were changed by the civil rights movements. Even our president, that was bred up in the North and didn't have much, saw that there was being wrong, because when it first started, he thought that Martin Luther King was the one creating the issue, but no, it was the government that started it, and he didn't even see it. Our generation has been greatly affected by civil rights movements, and not only the Black Rights Movement, but the Women's Rights Movement, the LGBTQ movement, and the Native American Rights Movement. This has shown us that you don't have to be a person of great value to make a change in this country. If you band together and you all believe that you can make a change, you will make a change. Now, doing this podcast, I didn't think that anybody would really care. But I believe that anybody can make a change. And even if people don't think they can, they can. There's also been negatively affected. Some of the Black Rights Movement was a little more, not violent, but they believed that if they got hit, they could hit back. And Martin Luther King didn't see that, which brought some pros, but also cons to this movement. Martin Luther King's way didn't work as well, but it also didn't bring any negativity to the movement, but the other people's way. It not only worked, but it did bring negativity. You know, white people could say, oh, they're more violent, or, oh, they did it to themselves, or, oh, we're just defending ourselves. But no, they were just trying to do what's right. And I believe that this next generation will see that. But we also see that. We see that they were in a corner and they had to get out. But it's not even that they had to get out. It's that it was right for them to get out. It was a terrible thing being done to these people. Racism was being not only pushed by local government, but pushed by the local people. If you look at the people that were colonizing in the townhomes and the Lego houses, that they didn't want to be next to black people. They didn't want to have to share their community with black people. Black people these days are in the community, but not as much as we would like, and that's what we need to keep changing. We need to fully integrate schools. In Colorado, our schools are still greatly segregated, more than we've ever been, which I see as a major issue, and I believe that we should put a stop, not only a stop, but a change to that issue. Now, my grandma said that her generation saw the Black Rights Movement as just a phase, but honestly, I don't see it as a phase. I see it as a wave of a change. You can't have change without people backing you up, which I would have hoped my grandma would have backed up the Black Rights Movement, but I don't blame her as well, because she was raised in the South. She didn't really know any better. I wish she had, but it doesn't matter anymore, because this new wave generation has made a change and has pushed the Black Rights Movement. And that's the best part about the movement, is it's not just a few people, it's thousands of people banding together, black and white, LGBTQ, BTQ, and women. It doesn't matter who you are, it just matters that you would like to make a change. And I believe that that's what we need to focus on in this world.